The famous architect Frank Lloyd Wright designed houses all over the country, but they don't come on the market very often. And now there is one available for $1.7 million. It's the Lewis Penfield House in Willoughby Hills near Cleveland. And that's a lot of money, but you also get a lot. Two farmhouses, a gas well, 30 acres of woodlands, oh, and a long list of responsibilities. Mark Uricki from Here and Now contributor WCPN explains.
In 1953, Lewis Penfield was visiting a college buddy who just happened to be Frank Lloyd Wright's assistant, and the famous architect walked into the room.
My dad seized the opportunity, and he said, "Mr. Wright, can you design a house for someone as tall as I am?" My dad was 6'8".
Wright took up the challenge, according to Paul Penfield, son of Lewis and current owner of the house, but he wants to move to Europe where his children live and is ready to sell the home where he grew up. It's one of Wright's so-called Usonian houses with a 12-foot ceiling and a wall of glass that looks out on 30 acres of woods and the Chagrin River.
The glass is part of Wright's philosophy of letting the outside be a part of the inside.
How about this long bench in here? This is very reminiscent of Falling Water.
You will see that as part of the grammar of his architecture in all of the Usonians. You'll see that. You will see a central fireplace. And anything that's horizontal, he'll emphasize it.
As a kid, Penfield said he realized the house was special when visitors just started showing up unannounced to see it.
It was a particularly nice venue for parties. People would never met would become friendly. You know, become friends with each other as soon as they spend 15, 20 minutes in the house. There was something about it.
It's no mansion. It was meant to be an affordable middle-class home. The Penfield house has 3 bedrooms and 1,800 square feet, but it includes some of Wright's signature features like corner windows, hidden wall sconces, clear-story windows, and heated floors. Wright designed all the furnishings as well. Paul Penfield did much of the finishing work himself, adding some improvements like cherry countertops milled from trees on the property, but following Wright's instructions.
I have put together this house in a way that I think best reflects what would have been in the minds of my parents and Frank Lloyd Wright as a finished house.
So you sort of feel some responsibility with this house.
Absolutely, yeah. When you own this kind of, we'll call it a piece of art, you always feel the presence of the future and of history looking over your shoulder.
University of Wisconsin architecture professor Mark Keene says organizations like the Frank Lloyd Wright Building Conservancy try to prevent owners from making major changes to Wright buildings.
What they typically do, like when you buy a property and they say, okay, fine, we'll give you design covenants that said you can't change the exterior because that's the public art. You can modernize the kitchen. You can do what you want there. You can get your commodes up to snuff because that wasn't important to Wright. He never designed a bathroom, really.
He didn't design a garage either, and that may be why the Penfield house has been on the market for over a year. But there's something extra included in the sale. Penfield's parents commissioned a second home from Wright to be built on a bluff overlooking the river. Paul walks us out to a particular maple tree at the site.
This tree right here was selected by Frank Lloyd Wright to orient the house around, and you can see it on the original blueprints.
The new house was to be largely built with stones from the Chagrin River, and Penfield remembers his dad carrying wheelbarrow loads of stones up to the site. Piles of them remain, and Wright called it the River Rock House, and it was the last one he ever designed. The blueprints arrived in the mail a couple days after the architect died, but Lewis Penfield never had the money to build it. Constructing a new Frank Lloyd Wright house from old designs does happen on occasion, but Penfield says this opportunity is unique.
So it's the only Wright house still capable of being built that will be authentic because we have the original land, an original client-architect relationship between the two of them, and it's all been completely paid for.
For Paul Penfield, the old house, the one he grew up in, still works pretty well.
For those people who want to enjoy a heated floor in the depths of a snowstorm, exactly as if they were standing on the beach at Cancun, with a fire in the fireplace, glass of wine, the deer outside eating the corn, come on.
If you're not convinced, the Penfield House is available to rent for overnight stays. For Here and Now, I'm Mark Uricki.